We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're going on a castle hopping trail today. You know, that's a term I invented, and now, I bet if you go to Google, you're going to find half a dozen different tour operators and guidebook writers that have glommed onto that term that's mine. So it's okay. I never trademarked it or anything. They're welcome to use it. It's just once in a while somebody could give me credit for it. I actually invented the term as the title for seminars I did yearly during the eight-year period that I was one of the sponsors of the New York Times Travel Show. And I'd like to talk about castle hopping. And the whole thing about castle hopping started, well, I had been visiting castles by day, historic homes, manor houses, museum castles, and in general staying in similar kinds of places at night to overnight. And one time, we spent a whole day visiting a bunch of castles in Ireland. And we had been to Blarney Castle and Bunratty Castle and King John's Castle in Limerick, all of which are museums. They're not places with rooms you could stay overnight. And you could literally, if you started right after breakfast, visit all three of those in the same day. And we were overnighting in Galway, in Galway town, in County Galway, Ireland. And we were booked in at a very over-the-top, contemporary, modern hotel called the G. Started out the G for Galway. They like to think of it for glamour. It's a very special place, but it is very 21st century. And I walked into that hotel, and I felt like I walked from the snow into a sauna, or vice versa, probably from the sauna into the snow. It was like having wonton soup as your appetizer and nachos as your main course. It just did not fit together. It was jarring. Really a shock to the system. And I said, this is not the way to end the day after you visited Blarney Castle, Bunratty Castle, and King John's Castle. This just not, this, what's right? You know the game the children play? What's wrong with this picture? And so I realized that you really need to, as you pair good food with good wine, and it has to be the right wine for the right food or it can be jarring, you have to pair your daytime experience with your overnight experience. And that's when I invented the concept of castle hopping. Visiting historic homes, castles, manor houses, and the like by day, and staying in the same genre of lodging at night. And so we're going castle hopping today. And we're going to do a combination of visiting with historic castle homes and visiting with the folks that have lodging facilities for you as well. Remember, most castle properties, not all of them, some of them are restricted to residents only, guests only, but most you can stop by for a drink in their bar or lounge. You can stop by for a light meal or a full dinner, anything from light fare to gourmet fine dining. And if you're not going to be staying in a wonderful place that you'd like to feel up close and cozy with, make sure you stop in. Maybe have tea, you know, one of those high teas where they bring you out those three-tiered dishes filled with yummy things, and you can at the same time absorb the atmosphere. We're going to be talking with the owner and wild man, who I adore, of Balik Castle in County Mayo. For all of you listening on WBRK 101.7 FM in the Berkshires, the official location is Ballinagh, the town that Pittsfield, Massachusetts is twinned with in their sister city program. And they've been doing this a long time. I want to say they're coming up on 20 years or something, celebrating the relationship between Pittsfield, Massachusetts and Ballinagh in County Mayo, Ireland. And we're going to be talking with the Baron of Salt. I love that. Who is the owner, Paul Doran, or Duran Duran, who is with me here in the lounge at Balik Castle right after this.
Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets go on sale January 28th for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. A summer season of classical music under the stars with BSO conductor Andres Nelsons and popular artists such as James Taylor, Wynton Marsalis, and special performances including Film Night and Tanglewood on Parade. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at BSO.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200 starting January 28th.
I am delighted to be sitting in the lounge at Balik Castle in County Mayo, just outside of the downtown shopping area. They'd call it High Street here, where all the shops, and there's good shopping in Ballinagh, very good shopping in County Mayo. With Paul Doran, or Duran, depending on whether, you know, which side of the ocean you're coming from. This is the second time we've had a chance to get together with you, and I have great, wonderful memories of the first time. So great and wonderful that we have used the interview we did here a couple of years back when we are looking for a kind of best of show, and we go in and pick out some of the best interviews ever. It made it to the top, sir. it's grand to have to be here with you and to be in this wonderful, gorgeous place that keeps getting better all the time. Talk to me.
Stephanie, I love the way you lay down a challenge. The top of the top. You can't do better, can you? Thank you. Thank you for stressing me on this wonderful morning. Welcome to the castle. I'm delighted to see you again.
The place is looking gorgeous.
Great.
You've been very, very busy since we were here last. What mischief have you been up to?
I can't tell you that. I promise not to.
Are you getting arrested?
Yeah. So it's just an ongoing work in progress to improve the property. This is a beautiful Gothic building, a couple of hundred years old, built in by John Benjamin Keane, a famous Irish alcoholic. Oh, sorry, I meant architect. Probably both. And I believe
you
he joined.
See why I love him, don't you?
I believe he enjoyed a fine pint of Guinness, or porter, as they probably called it in the 1800s. And it's just a beautiful property, and it deserves to be upgraded and to have a beautiful finish inside. My father's philosophy was to restore castles, and I put that in the plural, by injecting charm and antiques and history into the property. He wasn't one of the modern interior designers who would come in from Harrods department store, or what your equivalent would be in America, Bloomingdale's or something, or something upmarket, whatever the top of the Harrods is, the top of the top in London, buy a load of furniture and throw it in. We've gone for antiques, we've gone for more rustic refurbishment. So some of the things now are starting to look a little tired, and my father died in 2007. That's already a decade, and we're reinvesting in the property, and trying to target really four avenues for revenue, because they are expensive things to keep and maintain. My heating bill's horrific. We're probably on about €50,000, call that $50,000 at the moment, year for heating.
Hang on a second. I think it's about a 15% difference.
Yeah.
So 50,000 would be what? Close to $60,000 heating bill.
Yeah, I know. That's $1,000 a week.
And do you pay, in the U.S., for the most part, tourist boards and convention and visitors bureaus, which are the equivalent of tourist boards, are supported from taxes paid within the state. And those taxes materialize from the hotel taxes that guests would be paying. So the more guests you have, the more revenue is being paid in tax. And then a portion of that comes off and goes to support tourism marketing for the region. Does it work the same way here?
I'm going to have to send some of those MPs over to you for a little lesson on how to look after their heritage. We're struggling with grants, etc. There are little grants available. We've picked up a European grant since you were here last. It's described as LEADER.
Oh, I know LEADER. We had LEADER as a sponsor, would you believe?
Yeah.
Stay with me. We've got to take a quick commercial break. Pay attention to these important messages, people. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams, live from Baleek Castle in County Mayo, Ireland. Don't leave me.
We knew ain't worth another try.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Ireland invites you to the Gulfibber Fiddler of a lifetime. Befuddled by Gulfibber Fiddler? I'll explain. It's what begins with a lively round of golf at Ballybunion and soon turns into an even livelier round at Belfast's Fibber McGee's, where the fiddler plays on four strings, 2 feet, and occasionally someone's shoulders. Golf, Fibber McGee's, Fiddler. Gulfibber Fiddler. An easy word to stumble over and an Ireland easy to stumble into. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're the team behind the Women's Travel Club, found now at the Women's Travel Group. We're a leading tour operator for women's tours in North America, and we were started in 1992. We offer unusual and inclusive itineraries for women coming solo or with friends. We have strong financial backing with our partners, Cedar World Tours, an active member of USTOA. We hire speakers, visit unspoiled areas, stay in fine hotels, and arrange room shares for women who wish. We will not be treated as a group within a larger group. We are not a singles club. We are married and single women who love to travel. Phyllis Stoller, who founded the Women's Travel Group, is at our helm. She's also received many honors and awards, including Top in Women's Travel from Travel and Leisure. We hope you join us. We can be found at www.thewomenstravelgroup.com. Our blog is under the Women's Travel Group as well. And Facebook, Tours for Women.
Stephanie Abrams' travel TV show, Jet Set 411, debuts on Sunday, February 4th, nationwide, and will be seen on Sundays in the 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time slot, coast to coast. You'll find Jet Set 411 weekly in such major cities as Boston, New York City, Atlanta, Orlando, Miami, Ohio, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Hawaii, and more. Check out Stephanie's blogs at sabrams.com/blog for a complete list of stations. Check local newspapers and online TV listing for schedules in your market and wherever you'll be visiting on Sundays. Jet Set 411, your TV connection to Stephanie Abrams' travel info and advice, syndicated by the Biz TV Network. Stephanie Abrams' travel show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
You'll find show notes for every show and every guest at S. Abrams, that's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, where you can click for details on guests and links to their websites and archived audio of every interview and every show since we went on the air in July of 2002.
With Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Paul Doran. He's the Baron of Salt at Balique Castle in County Mayo, Ireland. Just down the road a piece, literally. I mean, if you like to walk, you can walk into downtown Ballinagh. And don't get confused with Killaloe Ballinagh, which I guess is Limerick.
Yes, there's one down in the
Limerick.
South.
It's at the bottom of the southern
That's
point
correct.
Of
Limerick. That's correct, miles away. You do need also to be careful because there is a village called Balik up in Fermanagh.
Yes.
And that's 70 miles away.
But that's in the north.
Yes,
that's
it's in
Northern
the north.
Ireland.
Northern Ireland, yeah. Famous for its Balik china.
Yes,
which is
we've
a
actually visited there. They have a nice little museum.
They do.
Of old Balik pieces. It's interesting. But you mentioned Leader, and I never had anybody adequately explain to me what Leader was. I had to really figure it out on my own. I don't think anybody that I was speaking with actually knew. But Leader is something associated with the EU. And we actually had as a sponsor for a few months when we were doing a promotion for rural Derry, the area around Derry, Londonderry City in Northern Ireland. And it was the funding came from the EU, Leader, and Derry marketing, Derry County Council,
local team.
And that's what paid for the sponsorship. And I thought that was so cool. Can you imagine the EU as my sponsor? I mean, and Leader. Nobody in America has ever heard of Leader. But at least I had bumped into it on this side of the ocean. It was very cool.
Well, it's good you're spreading the news. Now more people will know where Europe is.
Can I tell you something better than that? Let me tell you something better than that.
Go ahead.
We had the... They like to put the words National Trust first out of just provincial pride or something. But the National Trust, it's really the UK National Trust, North Coast, north of the Antrim Coast, Northern Ireland. And we did a specific promotion for 4 or 5 months aimed at Giant's Causeway and Derek Reed Rope Bridge. Carrick-a-Reed, did I say Derek? Where did I get that from? Carrick-a-Reed Rope Bridge, time zone changes that flip my brain. And after we ran for 4 or 5 months in the fall and winter, when the spring came, they had to start time stamping admission tickets and tell you what time to arrive at the rope bridge. And from that point, you had 1 hour to get across, snoop around, come back. And people were outraged and they had to do it because they had this big crush of people coming to Carrick-a-Reed Rope Bridge. And I was told from people on the inside that my shows and I had a great deal to do with the sudden influx because the crush was coming from the U.S. and that we were responsible for the mess that was created by, you know, the overflow of people visiting. I said, well, isn't that wonderful? I mean, actually, pat us on the back, why don't you? That was very cool.
So you mentioned time, Stephanie. Mm. There's two things about time in Ireland. Firstly, when God made time, he made plenty of it. And secondly, when you arrive from New York and you land in Dublin, you have to adjust your watch to Irish time, okay? So you take it out, you look at it, and you wind it back 50 years. And that's the truth of it. We're a little bit over here on the West Coast, bit dated, a little bit relaxed. It's a fantastic feeling.
Well, it's funny.
Nobody's in a hurry.
Well, you know, you find that too. I mean, take a place like Florida. The East Coast of Florida is much peppier and, you know, I hate to say chicer, but to some degree it is. People are very concerned about what they're wearing and how they look and all this. You go to the West Coast of Florida and it is definitely more relaxed and more centered and more culturally oriented and whatever. It's just different. And if I were going to buy my two things, my wee cottage and my big castle, they would be on the West Coast of Ireland. There's hands down, there's no contest. We'll be right back. We're talking with Paul Doran, veteran of SALT at Balik Castle in County Mayo, Ireland. Don't leave me.
Be sure to visit travelers411.com and click on forums. You'll find the world of travel divided by countries, regions, and special interest travel. Click on the navigation bar and register to give yourself a username and password that will allow you to share your travel experience and questions and join in the conversations at forums. It all starts with a visit to travelers411.com.
Sevens, home walls and the grasses.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Oh, the green and red mayo.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be in the lovely lounge at Balik Castle, just outside of the city center of Ballina in County Mayo, Ireland, with Paul Doran, who is the Baron of Salt, a title he doesn't hear said as often as we have in the last 10 minutes or so. And it's just a delight to be back here with you, Paul. We had the pleasure of having dinner here last night, and the food was wonderful. The atmosphere is so special. I mean, you really get the feeling you're tucked in and snugged in.
Yes, I think I told you that my father was not a modern interior designer. He wasn't even an interior designer. He was a builder of castles, and he injected atmosphere into that restaurant, which was originally the library, which was being full of books. And, of course, as hoteliers coming from the island of Jersey, we had to convert the library into a restaurant.
Wow. Well, you have more than that. We started a conversation last night, and you said something about the tours that people routinely come through to take of the castle, those who aren't necessarily guests in the castle and have come by, and maybe they're going to have a pint or a drink or something and have the tour. What came to mind was Highclere Castle in England, where they filmed Downton Abbey. And the reason it came to mind is that I've had the pleasure of interviewing Lady Fiona Carnarvon three times. And her husband's great-great somebody, I think it was the third Lord Carnarvon, funded Howard Carter's trip to Egypt and unearthed the King Tut exhibit. And they brought back, at a time when you could do such things, all kinds of artifacts from Egypt that are like the artifacts you have here in the castle on display, and you can come and tour, but they're only open school holidays, so it would be sometime in April and summer when you could actually go through and visit. Now, you're open year-round, no?
We close for January, really, to give us an opportunity to get into the bedrooms and redecorate and continue our upgrading. But this year, we've been typically 5 weeks closed, but this year we're 3 weeks closed. With the application of the funds, got a grant which was supposed to be 75%, but finished up probably at about 50% of the investment to restore the courtyard area. So we've spent a lot of time and effort there, and we have a number of rooms there. We've opened up a new cafe called Jack Fenn. Now, Jack Fenn, everybody scratches their heads and says, where did that name come from? Well, of course, it's the original name of my father. He was born in 1916 in London, Jack Fenn. And during the 30s, he was at sea on the English Marine Merchant Navy and had observed that American shipping was much more interesting. They had better pay, the boats were better. And they went to better places, therefore they got better women, as you do, as a sailor. And he couldn't go onto American shipping because he was English. However, he met an Irish-American in a pub down in Southampton, bought all the paperwork, and became overnight Thomas Doran. Okay, so that's how I get my name.
He got
Doran.
His identity.
And if you
told me that story a little differently last time.
That's pretty much the story, variations of. The
go to sabrams.com, find Paul Doran's interview from Billy Castle last time and listen to the difference in the stories. Go ahead, listen.
And in our regeneration of that courtyard, we took the four coach houses and converted them into a cafe. So it was stone floor up, down 3 feet. complete waterproof insulation, underfloor heating, original flagstones back down on the floor, a couple of openings to make the thing more usable as a cafe, and the place now is lined with photographs of my parents, really, Joyce and Marshall, and their black and white photographs of their history. And that's where we got the name Jack Fenn from.
So Jack Fenn bought the identity papers and overnight became Thomas Doran.
That's correct.
And what about Jack Fenn, who he bought his documents from so he could get a job on the American ship? What did he take on the name?
No, they didn't swap. No, I don't know what happened to the other fella. He probably just kept on going. You know, we're talking in the 30s. I don't think there was too much control
on paperwork.
No,
you could get away with it with the internet today. It could be a mess. But because somewhere there'd be a Facebook story about it. But do you think he went on being Jack Fenn and went and got more papers?
No, I think...
the other guy.
No, Thomas Doran would have just probably retired. I think he was slightly older than Marshall. Didn't want to go to sea anymore. He was Irish. He probably came back to live in Mayo somewhere. He might be our neighbour. There's a few of them around here called Doran.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. I love it. Some people just change their socks.
Just change their socks. There you go.
You come from a very creative family. Yeah. But it is, you know, there is a Merchant Marine Museum in Massachusetts. Anywhere else in the world, it would be called the Peabody Museum. Actually, it's the Essex Peabody Museum. But in Massachusetts, it's called the Essex Peabody. So you have to learn to speak Massachusetts English. And this museum started because there's a little port right there. It's just outside of, it's in Salem. It's just outside of Boston. And when the sailors would come in, they were in the habit of bringing back some little trophy, trinket, work of art, something.
Scrimshaw.
Well, that too. But they brought back kimonos from Japan, and they brought back artwork and artifacts of various kinds. And they had a little office where, you know, they made an association, the Seamen's Association, which was on the top floor of what's now the Hawthorne Hotel, right opposite the Salem Witch Museum. Off the little commons there is a green. You can actually take a boat from Boston Harbor to Salem. Get off, walk down the block, and you'll be at the Peabody Essex Museum and the Salem Witch Museum, and you'll see the Hawthorne Hotel right there. So they had some shelves, and the shelves were getting filled, and ultimately they moved to another place, and then, I don't know, maybe it's 10 years ago or so, they built and opened this gorgeous museum, which is a million windows. Everything is so naturally lighted. It's wonderful. And you go through, and it's a unique museum in that the things, unless they've got roving exhibits, the things that are there were brought back by sailors. Which reminds me of what you have here in the castle, which is very much worth a view. Now, the folks in Pittsfield who are coming over in July this year, 2018, to visit here in Ballinagh with your sister city folks here in Ballinagh County, Mayo, you must organize a celebration dinner here at Balik Castle. And you have to make sure everybody gets through on a tour of Balik Castle, because it's quite amazing. And even if you, like you, Pat Gormley, who have been here a dozen times, you've got to come back because things have changed since I was here last. I'm sure since you were here last. So tell us about, like, the Egyptian exhibit that's at Highclere Castle in England, where you see, if you watch Downton Abbey, it's where it was filmed. What have you got here that people need to come and see, other than the castle itself, and come into your bar and your lounge and, you know, just veg out?
Well, we've divided the castles up in layers, really. So on the ground floor, you've got the typical home of the Knotscore family, which we've been here now 65 years. It runs as a hotel, restaurant, a beautiful bar, which is a bar called the Armada Bar. Most of the wood is taken off shipwrecks and reconstructed into a beautiful oak, rough, rugged, thick bar, and with certain timbers, little knee pieces and beams, etc., which we recovered off some of the Spanish Armada galleons in the days when you could just help yourself, which is certainly what Marshall did. And then the little secret of the place, really, that you don't see if you just come in, have afternoon tea and leave, is the dungeons. When you leave the 200-year-old property, neo-Gothic, and you step down the corridor, you step into a time warp and you go backwards to the 14th century. If you look at the old maps of Belik, you will see that it's recorded prior to 1800 as Belik Abbey, because along the banks of this river here, which is the River Moy, a river very famous for salmon. Ballinar is still described as the salmon capital of Ireland. It's one of the best rivers in Europe.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. We're talking with Paul Duran, who is the Baron of Salt. Don't you love that? At Belik Castle in County Mayo, Ireland. Don't leave me.
Ireland invites you to visit the world's only Pabunalobby. What's a Pabunalobby, you ask? It's when you're on your way from Bunratty Castle to the Giant's Causeway when a wrong turn ends up being perfectly right. Because before you know it, you're sitting in a Dublin pub singing O Danny Boy with a man named, of all things, Bobby. Dublin pubs, Bunratty Castle, Bobby. Pabunalobby. Only Ireland has it. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Corknickels. Intrigued by Cliff Corknickels? It's simple. After gasping at the Cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Corknickels. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're the team behind the Women's Travel Club, found now at the Women's Travel Group. We're a leading tour operator for women's tours in North America, and we were started in 1992. We offer unusual and inclusive itineraries for women coming solo or with friends. We have strong financial backing with our partners, Cedar World Tours, an active member of USTOA. We hire speakers, visit unspoiled areas, stay in fine hotels, and arrange room shares for women who wish. We will not be treated as a group within a larger group. We are not a singles club. We are married and single women who love to travel. Phyllis Stoller, who founded the Women's Travel Group, is at our helm. She's also received many honors and awards, including Top in Women's Travel from Travel and Leisure. We hope you join us. We can be found at www.thewomenstravelgroup.com. Our blog is under the Women's Travel Group as well. And Facebook, Tours for Women.
Stephanie Abrams' travel TV show, Jet Set 411, debuts on Sunday, February 4th, nationwide, and will be seen on Sundays in the 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time slot, coast to coast. You'll find Jet Set 411 weekly in such major cities as Boston, New York City, Atlanta, Orlando, Miami, Ohio, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Hawaii, and more. Check out Stephanie's blogs at sabrams.com/blog for a complete list of stations. Check local newspapers and online TV listing for schedules in your market and wherever you'll be visiting on Sundays. Jet Set 411, your TV connection to Stephanie Abrams' travel info and advice, syndicated by the Biz TV Network. Stephanie Abrams' travel shows brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
You'll find show notes for every show and every guest at S. Abrams, that's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, where you can click for details on guests and links to their websites and archived audio of every interview and every show since we went on the air in July of 2002.
Let grasses grow and waters flow in a free and easy way. But give me enough for the final stuff that's made near Galway Bay. And policemen all.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We'll give them I learned in the commercial break that Paul Doran, who is the owner of Ballygh Castle in County Mayo, Ireland, and I have referred to as the Baron of Salt, gave me permission to call him, which I would never do. I just want to share it with you because you miss all the stuff in the commercial breaks. That maybe when he's had a pint too many, he'll refer to himself as the Barrel of Salt. That's dreadful.
Very sweet.
That is really dreadful. That's dreadful.
It does make me laugh.
Yes, I would think. Yeah. So let's talk about, first of all, people, you have to go to my blog. S-Abrams, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com /blog. You have to go to my Facebook, Stephanie.Abrams.94. You'll find photos that I've glommed here at Bully Castle in County Mayo, Ireland. The place just overflows with gorgeous woodwork. The ceilings, the around the doorways, the fireplaces. It's just a marvelous, glorious step into another century, but with all the modern conveniences. In fact, I think I'm going to take the bathroom home with me when I leave.
Flush toilets, Stephanie.
Well, that's a good thing. No, I have to tell you. You know, at Castle Leslie in County Monaghan.
Thomas Crapper.
Yes. Can you believe that? A poor man. That was his name. The guy who invented the toilet was Thomas Crapper. Did you know that? That's real. That's true story.
And
sounds dreadful.
My good friends up at Castle Leslie in Monaghan, they actually have thrones in their
bathrooms.
Well,
that's bathrooms. What I was going to say.
And,
yeah, in the Red Room.
I think it is in the Red Room.
The
Thomas
Red Room.
Crapper actually
yeah,
on the toilet.
Yeah, that was Uncle Jack's mother,
yeah.
You know, Sir John Leslie. His mother, Leonie's room, the Red Room. Yeah. And that was the room that Paul McCartney slept in the night before he married Heather, what's her name? Was it Mills? The
yes.
one that six
I,
months.
I know exactly. I'm just
the
trying
wedding,
to refrain.
The wedding, the marriage lasted 6 months. Yeah, but you go into the bathroom.
The one-legged gold digger.
That would be her, yes. And so when you go into the bathroom, they have built this big wooden throne around the toilet. And
that's
it looks
original.
Like a bench.
That's original.
Yeah, it looks like a bench, and you have to lift the lid, and there's the toilet, and it's like, oh, geez, save me
Don't
from this.
Don't fall in. I actually also slept in that room as well.
Did you?
Yep, and I
so
also...
So we slept together.
Yeah, I
oh,
also...
Oh, let's not let that get out.
I also played cards with the Beatles back in when I was 9 years old. They were famous, and they'd signed up to do a tour and three concerts in the island of Jersey, and they stayed in my
in
father's...
In the Channel Islands, people, between France and England.
And they stayed in my father's hotel, which we still have today, called the Revere.
Making you Paul Revere.
Yeah, making me Paul Revere. And I played cards with the four of them there. They stayed there three or four nights in the hotel.
Did you beat them?
I think they took my money. They're rotten.
No. Did they really?
Nah, I can't remember. But I remember a crowd at the front door and people were asking me, could you get an autograph, please? So I took a handful of cards in. I was only a little fella.
Playing cards?
Yeah, no, cards to sign for autographs.
But were they playing
cards?
Oh,
yeah, they were playing cards with me. Yeah,
No, but I mean, you didn't take business cards.
No, from the front door, which was locked and we had security on it, there was girls, a crowd of girls outside, and they were waving to me, so they gave me through the door pieces of paper, cards, that's what I referred to get autographs of the Beatles on it. And we actually had the four Beatles signed in our hotel register.
So did you razor blade that out of the book and frame it on the wall?
Actually, somebody else did, and we've never seen it since. It got stolen along the way. Somewhere.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Because, you know, up at the Slieve Donard in Newcastle, I guess that's County Down, no? It's in Northern Ireland, in the east, just north of Newry. It's the Slieve Donard Hotel. And in 1921, Charles Chaplin was a guest. And Charlie Chaplin's... And then the book, the guest register book looks like those 500-year-old books that are, you know...
Yeah, that's enormous.
A meter tall and...
These 6A4s.
They're just tremendous books. And so, you know, you see October... I think it was October 20-something, 1921, Charles Chaplin signed into the registry. And they razor-bladed that out of the book, framed it, and put it on the wall outside their lounge, their bar, and they named it Chaplin's Bar.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We had it locked up for years.
We have come to the end of this hour. I'm going to try to convince Paul that he has to skip his next appointment and stay with us so we can talk some more to him. Because last time I talked with him, I was told you'll get 5 minutes with the man and that's it. We did 2 hours. How can we let him go? I can hear you screaming. Don't let him go.
Scream.
Stay with me, everybody. We'll see you on the other side of the news. We're flying high.
Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,